The Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we are back here on the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Chad Hibden joins us to talk about the Lady Blaze of Blackman High School and off to a 16-0 start. Boys, girls basketball, you don't know how to lose, do you? Both teams undefeated, kind of a special time at Blackman High.
It is. It's fun. It's fun to, you know, coach our kids and then turn around and root for our boys who have a talented group. And that coaching staff, you know, led by Coach Workman, are doing such a good job. And they're good kids, you know. They're fun to root for, you know. And honestly, it's not always the case sometimes, you know. But they are. They're a good group of guys. They play well together. They're very unselfish, and it's fun to watch them.
Well, you've coached enough and on many different levels to know that there are some teams that you really, really like. You know, this is one of those teams for you, isn't it?
It is. You know, it reminds us of you know, how we kind of first, you know, got started and had kids who just enjoyed being around each other. And, you know, they hung out, you know, outside of basketball, and they got in the gym together and those kind of events. And, you know, it's a special group, you know, a young group that's eager to play and eager to compete and eager to learn. And, you know, that's the biggest thing for us. Well, you know, I think we have such a growth curve that we can continue to get better. I mean, we've really just identified who we are and who we can be over the last, you know, I mean, obviously through the whole, you know, first, you know, stretch of the season. But, you know, just over the last few weeks, we've really identified who we can be, especially from an offensive standpoint, and the things that we're going to have to do to be successful in our district.
Obviously, Chad, you've had some success at Blackman High School, but going in, I mean, when you looked to see what team you were going to have this year and to know how long you were going to have some of these young ladies, how excited were you for that opportunity?
Well, we were. I mean, you know, anytime you get a young group that's talented and you know, just as I said, you know, with the characteristics and the traits that they have, you know, you never want to look ahead, but you do glance from time to time and you think, wow, you know, this is going to be fun. It's going to be a nice ride. It's going to be, you know, special for, you know, for years to come. And it's on a competitive level. You know, you're going to have a chance to compete, and then you have an opportunity to, you know, strive to be a great, you know, team and continue that. And it's fun. It's fun to, you know, break down film and practice and work and get kids to, you know, work on their skill development, things like that, because you know the growth that they have, and they're going to do it together for several years.
The fact that you've got such a young team and have had so much success with this young team, I mean, the sky's the limit, but there's a lot of hard work still has to go into that. But these young ladies, and I you're with them every day, and I just see them from a distance, but they respond well to you, and they listen. It sounds like they have a good work ethic, I guess.
They do. It starts with just their character off the court. They're great in the classroom. This is one of our, you know, we've always had good groups. This is a great group in the classroom. You know, socially they're good. You know, it's just that characteristic of just an excellence, you know, being an excellent student athlete is fun. They do respond. They know the tradition, and they know, you know, the people that have come before them and the things that have made us what we talk about, unique and different, and how we kind of go about our business and trying to do things. And, you know, everybody has their own way of doing it, and you can do it different ways, and they've embraced the Lady Blaze way, so to speak, and you know, taking on the characteristics of our staff and our team and our program, and they enjoy that. They know that they've got to work, and there's, you know, no question that they've got to be great defensively, and they've got to, you know, really be relentless on the boards and those things. And, you know, then we figure out our identity offensively, and we kind of go from there and use the talent that we have, and they enjoy that. They know the expectations, and they embrace the expectations.
To have I mean, not many people can get a couple of freshmen that can come in and make an impact like you have and also play like veterans. Take Dangerfield, for instance. I mean, how quickly she was able to pick up the offense. I mean, just what she had to learn in that short amount of time, and to be able to do it so efficiently. I think you're going to be able to look back in all of us in 4 or 5 years and say, wow, what a special career But a lot has to happen. You got to have a kid with the right mindset. Sometimes those expectations are pretty tough on a freshman.
They are, and she's handled it well. You know, we've had a couple moments, you know, just, you know, teaching moments in the game, you know, where, you know, we've just had to, you know, she's so competitive, and you know, I'm very competitive as well, and, you know, we embrace that together, and we've had a couple of funny moments that I was, you know, speaking of just a second ago about, you know, just coming over on the sideline, and whenever I've been really upset, she's had something funny to say. Whenever she's been kind of frustrated or, you know, just in a competitive nature, you know, I've had, you know, to, you know, give her a little humor, you know, to let her know, hey, that's okay. And so we've really gelled, and you have to have that when you're quarterback and your point guard are out there, and you know, that relationship has got to go hand in hand, and it's been great. It's been a fast maturation process, and that's why we've been so successful, because of the ability that she and I have had to, you know, cohesively work together and identify. You know, she's been able to step in. You know, we've definitely changed a lot of things offensively, but we've still had, you know, in the past, really good point guards, and she's been able to kind of come in and be able to, you know, be another one. We're not having to make shift, you know, pull twos and threes to play the one, where we've had the Campbells and Halls, and, you know, she's come in and has her own talent and her own uniqueness about her. But, you know, because we've had that, and our foundation is kind of still there, so she's been able to plug in and then add, you know, her elements as well.
Well, I think it's just a very special thing to watch. You don't get to see that very often, someone who can come in and being a freshman, to be able to take that kind of pressure. I mean, it's, if you want to look at it from a football fan's perspective, like taking the reins at quarterback, just like you mentioned. It's not an easy thing.
It's not, and she's such a high, you know, IQ and intelligent player. She studies the game. You know, she's picking my brain. She's, you know, conversing with her teammates. You know, she's getting in the gym with them before and after, and those kind of things. She's working on her own, and she's just a you know, a continual learner, a continual worker. And you know, that, you know, that's what makes her special. You know, she has a talent, but if she didn't have those attributes to do those type of things, then she just becomes, you know, a really good basketball player. But because she does that, she has such a great chance to be special, you know, and leading our, you know, team this year and you know, in the future.
Chad Hibden joining us here this morning as we talk about the Lady Blaze. Last night, jump into district play, 53-25 win at Laverne. And I kind of talked to Corey a little earlier. You've kind of taken a similar road in terms of scheduling as Riverdale has, and in terms of playing in the Peach State Basketball Classic, and just the level of competition. That's what you've got to do when you know that you have a pretty good basketball team to challenge them, I guess, right?
Well, and I think you challenge any level of team. And for us, you know, we didn't really anticipate, you know, being where we are right now in the win-loss record, because we knew we were going to go out and get challenged with a young group. But that's, you know, they've played better against the better level competition, and that's youth, you know. And I'm not saying we've played down or anything like that, but we've played really good, and then we've played great, and we've played great against those high quality opponents, and that's a big thing. Now, we've got to get to where we're playing great all the time in our district, you know, or you'll have a slip up that, you know, shouldn't happen or might not, you know, happen, you know, the majority of the time. And that's where that youth and inexperience, and that's the one thing that separates maybe right now this first go around, you know, some of the other teams in our district from us, is just that experience. And, you know, I really like our team, but we've got to get experience. We've got to get our feet wet. We've got to go through, you know, this first round, or maybe the, you know, first two rounds and playing, so that we can be playing our best basketball, so they can have that kind of experience, how competitive it is, how tough it is. I think that's the biggest thing, how physical and tough it gets when you're playing, you know, all the teams in our district. And we learned that last night, you know, stepping in, you know, and playing Laverne. We, you know, Laverne did some nice things, and we had to earn that win. You know, we really did. It wasn't just a show up and roll the ball out, and, you know, you just play however you want to. We earned that win, and that was a good, you know, test for us, and it'll get on down the road. It'll get tougher.
I think what we're going to see when you and I are old and in our rocking chairs, and you're talking to your son and my grandson or whatever, we'll be able to say the 2012-2013 season of girls basketball in Rutherford County was special because, and one of those is because of your team with Riverdale and Oakland and your squad all ranked in the top 10 in the country. I don't know how those polls work. You may know a little more, not that it matters, but just to have that recognition and to know that some of the best girls basketball, not just in the state, but in the country, is played right here.
Yeah.
That's pretty special.
I don't know how those polls work. I really haven't paid a lot of attention to them in the past. And you know, now that I guess we're, you know, kind of in that conversation, you know, you hear about it. And so, you know, you check it out and things like that just to kind of see where the other teams in the country are. And they're all over. And I think it says a lot just about the individual talent, because I think those, you know, guys that do those things, you know, I think they've really studied them and they study the talent, and they've talked to college, you know, coaches and things like that, and they get the level of where each of those kids may end up, you know, college wise, and they see that there's potential in all of those to have multiple kids that can play, you know, the Division I level, and I think a lot of that comes in. And then then I'm sure they look at who you played and how you've done, and they go from there. And you know, it's a nice thing. I told our group, the only thing I think it does, you know, just puts a bigger target on you. That the smaller that number gets, state, national level, it just, that target gets bigger. And that's, you know, we've talked about it. You know, typically we don't talk about that kind of stuff, but I know it's being talked about. So we're not going to, you know, shy away from it. We're going to recognize it. We're going to, you know, take responsibility and understand that, hey, you know, you've got to be aware that other people are going to use that as a motivational tool.
A lot of times it's all of those things that are said to the players that if you don't address it, like this, for instance, if you don't address it and other people, you know, talk about it, then it kind of goes to the head. Especially, yeah. You know, we're talking about freshmen and sophomores and younger girls. I guess that's why you had to kind of hit it head on.
Yeah, I don't like really talking about it or addressing it, but I thought it was definitely, you know, vital for us just to go ahead and, hey, let's get it out. Let's speak the truth. You know, the truth is the truth. That's what's out there. And as we can embrace it, then they can kind of forget about it. Hey, we've talked about it in our basketball family. Well, who cares what everybody else is saying or buzzing or patting us on the back or whatever those things are. And those are nice, but you know, let's see where we are at the end, and that's the most important thing.
Chad Hibden is joining us here this morning. Down in Atlanta, the cotton was, as they say, pretty tall, I guess.
Yes.
Maybe the best girls basketball tournament in the country.
Yeah, you know, four brackets, quality teams in each. You know, I thought the top two or three teams in our bracket were as good as the top two or three in the other. I thought they did a good job of balancing those out. And I know they, you know, I mean, Brandon told me, he's that, you know, you just want to, you know, keep us and Riverdale, you know, separate. You don't want to play that kind of emotional type game in a Christmas classic. And sometimes I know that happens from time to time, you know, if you end up in the same location. So he did a good job there. Of you know, having us both competitive brackets, and we were blessed to play three different styles that challenged us. You know, three different teams that were really good. You know, and we played extremely well against McEachern and Holy Innocence in game one, and then in the championship game. And then we played a very veteran team, a very tough, physical, big team in Shipley. Who challenged us in a different way that made us just grind out a win, and we're going to have to do that as well in our district, you know, with a couple opponents that'll play similar style.
Now, was this actually played at Holy Innocence?
It was.
So they had a whole game.
When we were watching them, you know, you were scouting, we're watching their semifinal game, and we're going, yeah, I don't know if we really want to play Holy Innocence at Holy Innocence, you know. But you know, they played well, and the other team they played, I'm not even sure who it was now, but was a really good team. And it went down to the buzzer, maybe went to overtime. Matter of fact, I think it went to overtime, and their point guard got hurt. But you're sitting there, you're like, well, you know, we hope it's not that kind of deal. But I think the officiating was kind of spread across the country, and you know, and they had some great officials that, you know, down there, and I just thought that you know, going in, sometimes you just wonder, you know, you get in a Christmas tournament at the home gym, wonder, but it was fairly called, and we played well, and we got off to a nice start. And I'll be honest with you, we intimidated Holy Innocence because they were good. I mean, they were really good. I had size, had shooters, had a great point guard, had everything you'd want a basketball team, and we got up and kind of bullied them a little bit and just kept the pressure on, and you know, that's you know, what we would expect in a big-time game and a championship game for us.
Well, that what happened before, you know, December 31st is what sets you up for what happens here in the next 6 weeks, and that's the district district run, and being undefeated and all, that's great. But probably the 1-0 is better than the 16-0 at this point.
I think every coach, every program talks about it, the three seasons, and you know, you wipe the slate clean and you start your district and you compete and you fight in order to, you know, try to give yourself the best seed possible so that you can, you know, maybe give yourself a better opportunity to advance. And then it really doesn't matter at the end of that. You know, you start over whether you're 1-6. I mean, you got the same opportunity. You know, you step out and you play the game and, you know, you survive and advance and go on. So that's what, you know, makes basketball great, makes it fun. You know, it's an equal playing field. And, you know, when you get to tournament time, it's just, you know, you try to play your best and you get prepared. You use all this as a learning process. You know, it's fun to have the, you know, the accolades and do well and all that, but if you can keep your kids focused on, you know, kind of what we talk about, the next 200 feet or the next game or the next, you know, possession, you know, you can really train them and really have them ready to erase memories of the past and just focus on the next, you know, preparation task.
I really think it's funny how fans and maybe even us as broadcasters and in the media, we can look ahead, but you can't. And you and Corey were talking about when you play Oakland and you didn't even know where it was, you know, where, and that's next Friday.
Right.
Of course, we're already looking at that. That's a big game next Friday night. But you've got Smyrna in between that you're more concerned about right now.
Absolutely. And that's the honest truth. I mean, you know, whoever he plays next Friday, he didn't know where they, you know, where you played. And you kind of know your opponent, who's you know, the next two opponents. You know, not solely, but very focused on the next one. And then for us, we'll have our staff split up and thinking about the next opponent, you know, and getting some scouts, some notes and things. So that as soon as that game's over on Tuesday night, you know, win, lose, or draw, or however it goes, then you've got to, you know, change and switch that next one. So, you know, on the way home, you know, or after in our coaches' meeting, since we play at home, you'll sit down and you'll start talking about them. You'll start talking about, you know, tendencies and what we've got to do to get prepared and practice the next day. And then you know, continue to watch your film and those things.
The district offers a good rhythm, doesn't it? Tuesday, Friday, play Tuesday, Friday. Because then that rhythm ramps up when you get into district tournament play and region and however far you can go, because then that's just about every night.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think it gives you time to do the things you need to do to get prepared. It gives you time to, you know, get shots off and not just grind your kids, you know, constantly. An opportunity to get in the gym, maybe shoot one day and then to get a, you know, preparation day and then play. And then, you know, vice versa, you know, you just roll through that and you keep that rhythm going. And the better that I think your kids can stay in that rhythm and that routine, I think it's huge.
Well, Chad, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and we'll catch you in a couple of weeks. We'll see you next Friday night. It is at Oakland, by the way,
okay.
So that's
all
where
right.
We'll see you.
I can remember that.
All right. Appreciate it.
Okay,
thanks, Chad.
Brian.
Chad Hibden joining us this morning, talking about the Lady Blaze basketball program. They were winners last night, 53-25 over Laverne.